Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right because Pastor Dunkley's on the airwaves.
The old, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I pray because I need thee. I pray because I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee.
Seated. Truly, we're grateful this evening to be here, giving honor to the chief shepherd of this house, Pastor Dunkley, to Reverend Gilmore, Reverend Lotz, to all the pulpit clergymen, women of God, and all of your prospective places, to my mentor, Dr. Robinson, and First Lady Robinson. To my teacher, still my teacher, Ms. Poindexter, to all the people of God everywhere, I do honor God for you and do esteem you all higher than myself. And last but not least, I thank God for my lovely wife, Sister Prenell. Amen. Pray for me that we can give a word this evening from the Lord. Amen. I'm a little under the weather, have been since last Sunday, and the devil wants to take my voice. But where there is praying in the pews, there will be preaching in the pulpit. So if you could join me just for a little while, I'm in the book of St. Luke, the 10th chapter, starting at verse number 38. The gospel according to Dr. St. Luke, the 10th chapter and verse number 38. And it reads, "Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about serving and came to him and said, 'Lord, doest thou not care that my sister had left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me.' And Jesus answered and said unto her, 'Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Gracious and eternal God, maker and creator of all things, Father, we thank you now for your word. And God, we know that your word is already blessed, but we ask that you would bless your people now. Let us have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Let my flesh decrease and you increase in me. Let no flesh glory in thy sight. You get the glory, you get the praise, and you get the honor. Let your people, oh God, be edified tonight. Let your name be glorified tonight, and let the devil be terrified tonight. And when it's all said and done, we'll give you glory, praise, and honor. It is in Jesus' name that we do pray. Amen. 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 You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. If we could just preach for a little while from the subject, it would be a relationship that's worth having. A relationship that's worth having. In this particular gospel, according to St. Luke, it is recorded that Jesus and his followers were traveling. Jesus went into a town and a woman named Martha let him stay at her house. Martha had a sister named Mary who sat at the feet of Jesus listening to him. And this frustrated Martha because she saw all the work that needed to be done in the house. So she asked Jesus, Lord, and I'm paraphrasing, do you really care that my sister has left me alone? I've got work to do. Tell my sister, Lazy Mary, to come and help me. Now understand that Jesus was close to Mary and Martha and their brother Lazarus. So he decided he would stop, come to their home, and spend time with them. So Martha had come to a place where she is preparing everything for the Savior. Martha is cleaning and cooking and doing things to make Jesus comfortable. And Mary is just sitting at his feet. Martha did not realize that she meant well, but Martha was the one who was distracted. Why do you say that? Well, here she was with Jesus in her face, and she's trying to accommodate him. And notice Mary is not doing these things, and she gets mad. But Jesus tells her that she's worried and upset about many things. But the one thing that is important, Mary chose it. And it will never be taken away from her. Now, Jesus knew why Martha was angry, but he there's a saying that they would say, it says, first things first. Yeah, Martha was distracted by everything she had to do, but Mary knew her first priority. Yeah. Mary was so angry. Martha was so busy and angry that she did not even comprehend that the Son of God was in her house. And that's like many of us today. We know God, we've felt his presence, but somewhere along the line, we get distracted. Ain't no use of you acting like you ain't never got distracted. Many people today, we go, we get this, we get that, and nothing is wrong with accomplishing things in life. But Grandpa would say, in all of your getting, don't forget God. Yeah, many times I get on the telephone throughout the week with a couple of my friends, young preachers, and we have a good relationship. Sometimes Sister Prenell and I talk for hours in the middle of the night, and I enjoy that. But I come to tell you about a relationship that's worth having. Yeah, yeah. Many of us as individuals, we've had people to come into our lives and we find ourselves so in love with them. They make us feel special. And some of us, we share some things with them that you've never shared with anybody else. Yet you look around today and notice that most of them are no longer here. I'm sure many can testify that can't nobody do me like Jesus. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We've all been involved in things and with people that we thought were important. But when we look around and look down the road, we can see that God was the only one that always held on to his promise. Yeah, yeah, he said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. I'll be with you always, even unto the end of the world. See, one thing about a relationship is you've got to communicate and spend time with each other. And God wants us to communicate and spend time with him. If you're in a relationship with somebody or a friend to somebody and you only communicate with them once a week, that relationship won't really last very long. So God requires more than Sunday communication. But our Christian walk should be an everyday journey. Not only communicate, but you've got to spend time. And I've learned that the more time you spend, the more you talk, the more you become comfortable. Learn that in a relationship, you may not always want to talk, but you've got to communicate. And I've learned how to call on the Lord when I'm doing good and when I'm doing bad. See, if you only come to this man when you need something, I'm sorry to tell you, but you are a spiritual gold digger. Well, y'all ain't gonna like that. Many people don't want to have anything to do with God until we get in trouble. You've walked along as long as you had, but as soon as the money got funny, communication with God started. But we must learn that our communication grows our relationship. You may not know what to say all the time when you wake up. You maybe can't pray like the deacons and the pastors pray, but grandma taught me, just learn how to say thank you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When you wake up in the morning, tell them thank you. Before you go to bed at night, tell them thank you. I can remember growing up, being raised by my grandmother. I would always mess up the Our Father's prayer. She told me, you need to just stop it. We're going to pray something else. So I would say, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. She taught me how to communicate with the Savior. And another thing, growing up with grandmother, every morning, Shirley Prenell would get on the telephone with her friend named Michelle Dunlap. Now, I have maybe seen Miss Michelle Dunlap twice in my life. But I knew that they were friends because they communicated. So Jesus tells Martha in so many words that while you're busy doing what you're doing, Jesus tells Martha, while you're doing what you're doing, Mary and I have a relationship. And saints, there has been many times when I felt all alone. There's been times when I couldn't call on nobody else. And I found out that Jesus is on the main line. And you can call him and tell him what you want. Lastly, in a relationship, we've been taught to impress one another. Even our friends, we want to impress them by our clothing. I can remember going to Peabody. It wasn't too much about a person's attitude, but rather about what they were wearing. Everybody wanted to wear $200 pair of shoes. And if you didn't wear $200 pair of shoes, you couldn't hang with other folks that wore $200 pair of shoes. It was about the not how even the shoes looked, but rather the brand that was on the shoes. Don't get me wrong, I like Michael Jordan, but he got some of the ugliest shoes that I think I've ever seen in my life. But we wore them to impress people. Even with man and woman. Today, as a people, especially black people, many of our women, and I ain't picking on nobody today, but many of our women, they no longer wear their hair, Reverend. But we go and we borrow other folks' hair. And we put it in our head so we can look good. And nothing is wrong with that now. But let me tell you, in this relationship, you don't have to impress God. I'm glad that you can't hide from God. Everything is already exposed. God sees all. And God knows all. And God is not worried about how bad you look. God is not worried about how stinky you smell. He's not concerned with how much money you have. But all you've got to do is come just as you are. Somebody say, I came to Jesus just as I was. Weary, worn, and sad. But I found in him a sweet old resting place. And he had made me glad. And I'm going to my seat, y'all. But I want to tell you that Jesus is a doctor in the sick room. Jesus is a lawyer that you never have to pay. Jesus is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. I don't hear nobody saying nothing to me. Somebody say he's been a mother ever since Medea been gone. He's been Papa ever since Papa went to yonder. And during my time with him, I've had some disappointments. I've been through the storm and I've been through the rain, but he loved me. He loved me through it all. On Sunday he loved me. On Monday he loved me. Tuesday he loved me. Wednesday he loved me too. Thursday he loved me. All day Friday he loved me. Friday night he loved me. How do you know? Because one Friday on a hill called Calvary he died. I said, didn't he die? How do you know he died? Well, Matthew said he died. Mark said he died. Luke said he died. John said he died. Dunkley said he died. Lot said he died. Gilmo said he died. My sister said he died. And I know he died. Y'all don't hear me. He stayed there all night Friday. He stayed there all day Saturday. He stayed there all night Saturday. But early one Sunday morning, he got up with all power. Grab your neighbor by the hand. Hold your neighbor, hold the hand. And I want you to rock on. And I want you to shake on. And I want you to shake on. And I want you to rock on. And say, through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Hey, yeah.
For you also. And all you have to do is choose the good part, like Mary did. Yeah, and the good part, he said, is at the feet of Jesus, recognizing who he is, making him priority in your life. If we have somebody here today, maybe you don't know the Lord in the pardon of your sin. Maybe like Martha, you're busy running here and there. seeking, trying to find your place in this life. I come to tell you that Jesus is the good part. You choose Jesus. The songwriter said he'll make your life brand new. Yeah, he'll transform your life. Yeah, if you're here today, this is your time to choose him, to come and give your life to him. The message has gone forth. Jesus is still waiting. He's still waiting. And the wonder of it is that there's always room at the cross.
Yes. Like tomorrow.
Everybody know the Lord. Everybody has chosen Jesus. And he's priority in your life. He's first. He's number one. The Bible says he will not share his glory with anyone else. He has to be first. We may not want to acknowledge it, but somewhere along the line we have neglected. We have neglected God. Like Martha, we have become busy in our trappings of this world. And we need to come back to the feet of Jesus. Take our place at his feet. Humble ourselves before him. Like the minister said, he loves us on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. He loves us 24/7. He loves us 365 days of the year. He loves us. He loves us enough that he died for us.
I need thee. Oh, I need thee every
The invitation has gone out. And we pray that all is well. That everyone here knows him for themselves.
He's a water in the sky.
So we thank God.
I need thee like the stars above, need the sky. Lord, I need thee every hour of the day. Anybody here need him? Anybody here need him? Come on, y'all. I need